Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Knives Effect podcast. I'm your host, Naveen Ganglani, and I'm excited to get to this episode to introduce our special guest and to discuss with him about his future plans. But before I do that, first, I do want to say thank you to everyone who watched the recent episodes. The first one, as of late, with former PBA Commissioner Nolly Iyala, that did pretty good in terms of people watching and commenting and the engagement. So I just want to thank all the listeners of the podcast for participating in that. It was really fun to do. Shout out to Commissioner Nolly Iyala for coming on the podcast. And then also those who listened to our episode with Sean Chambers, the new head coach of the FEU Tamaras. That was pretty fun too. Sean explained his plans for the FEU program. So if you're interested on what he plans to do, what he plans to instill, and who he might have come along to help the program rebuild, well, check that out. It's on YouTube and Spotify. And again, before we get to this episode, I do want to just bring some awareness. A great journalist of the country by the name of Bill Velasco right now is receiving medical treatment at the ICU of Manila Doctors Hospital. And there are efforts online right now to for people to team up and to help him. So if you know Bill, if you're a fan of his work over the years and you want to help him out as he goes through this ordeal, check out my Twitter. I retweeted a photo where you can help pitch in and hopefully get Bill back in the journalism world doing what he does best. Anyway, we'll get to our episode, but first, a quick word from our sponsor, JetBlue. Attention, all Ateneo supporters and fashion enthusiasts. Get ready to elevate your game day style with JetBlue's latest masterpiece, the all-new hoodies. These aren't just any ordinary hoodies. They're the best JetBlue has ever come out with. Crafted with precision and passion, each hoodie is a testament to their commitment to quality and style. And guess what? They come in three stunning colors, cream, royal blue, and navy blue. But wait, there's more. The new hoodie features textured and embroidered patches on premium peak fabric, ensuring a luxurious and comfortable feel like no other. It's the perfect blend of style and comfort, making it an absolute must-have for the remainder of UAAP Season 86. But here's the best part. You can own this game day essential for only 2,500 pesos each. That's right, premium quality at a great price. But remember, true fans always buy original. Avoid imitations and support the Ateneo varsity teams in style by purchasing from JetBlue's official stores. With JetBlue, you're not just buying a hoodie, you're investing in the pride and tradition of the blue and white. Don't miss out on the opportunity to stand out in the crowd and show your unwavering support for the Ateneo varsity teams. Get your hands on the new hoodies today and let your Blue Eagle pride soar to new heights. Visit JetBlue's official stores to secure your hoodies now. Hurry! Quantities are limited. Okay, we are now here with Alex Konov, one of the, shall we say, highly touted possible stars of Philippine basketball in the future. He's wearing his Gila shirt right now. He is currently in the Eastern Coast in the United States. He didn't make it out here for NBTC. A lot of people thought he would, excited to see him play. He's a 6'7 sniper. Currently thinking of what to do next for his career, whether that's to continue in the United States or maybe, who knows, maybe, just maybe come play college basketball here in the Philippines. Alex, thanks for joining me. How are your meatballs, man? You seem like you were enjoying them when you sent me a picture.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was pretty good. I was just locking in, just, you know, getting my thoughts ready for getting on the greatest podcast on the earth, so...
See, I like you already, man. I like you a lot already. And I appreciate you for saying that. I appreciate you for being so kind when I hit you up on Instagram to ask you to come along. And I think you've been following the journey of some of your friends who are here for NBTC right now, even if you're not here yourself. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, we have our group chat that we talk in every day. And it's kind of funny, like some of the stuff they're saying. So,
is Zain Mahmood the biggest trash talker seeing that group chat?
Yeah, honestly, it's probably him because, like, the other guys, I mean, like, Calum, he like, a little bit, he might talk a little trash, but Jacob, on the other hand, he's, like, two different people when he's on the court and, like, off of it.
Right.
He's probably one of the nicest people I know.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure. It was so funny because when I had Zane on this podcast a few weeks ago, he wasn't shy, man. He was like, listen, he was making an announcement that Sean Alter couldn't guard him, that he
Us.
beat Jacob Bela twice. And I was with Jacob yesterday for a photo shoot for something we're doing for a publication. And Jacob was like, listen, man, this guy is playing too much. Not true at all. So I'm excited to see them go head to head. But yeah, Alex, what made you decide not to come for NBTC and what are you up to right now?
Basically, just I kind of like saw the people, some of the people on the rosters, and just didn't think it would be a good experience looking back on it now. And like, obviously, who went, because half of those guys in that group chat didn't even end up going out. I definitely could have been on maybe like Jacob or like Zane's, actually not Zane's, but Jaden's team, like one of those teams. I think it maybe would have been fun. But also another thing that's hard is like the school here and stuff. So like getting out of school is like, I can like take a few days off, but just like coming back, I might be like stuck behind with like work and stuff. So it's hard, but
Are you a senior graduating in a few weeks?
I graduate in a few months, like kind of
Oh,
like in
nice.
like June. So
I
yeah.
see. I see. And I mean, I'm sure basketball is going to be a big part of your future, considering. Did you guys make state playoffs this year, your senior season?
Yeah, we did. We
How? Yeah.
our section, which was our like fourth game, and then I don't know if you know, it was actually kind of like a big thing over here. In our fifth game, I reposted on a lot on my story. We played Camden, and they're like one of the best teams on the East Coast, and like have like a really like rich history, as like one of their players is playing at like Kentucky. Like their dad's one of like he's the leading scorer in the history of New Jersey basketball.
Wow.
Actually, the game came down to like a buzzer beater where my
Dang.
teammate put back layup, and then like one of the officials counted it, and then like we all started celebrating, and then like we got like they got together, and then like a minute later called it off.
Oh, Jesus, that's terrible.
It's actually still on I check every few days. It's on Overtime's Instagram, and they actually pinned it. So
That's terrible. I mean, it must have been hard for you to sleep that night, huh?
yeah, it was hard. And then the attention was just like absurd. It made like national news like everywhere, like about how like people thinking we were robbed, and like how like you know like Camden should like try to like forfeit so then we could move on, but
Or play the
it
game
didn't.
again. Yeah.
It didn't end up happening, so they ended up winning like their next game, which made them state champions. But
Oh, man. So you made it all the way to the semis?
yeah.
That's so tough. That's so tough. I can only imagine what you and your teammates must have been thinking and like, Jesus, that's tough. But hey, your future still seems bright and I can't wait to see what you're going to do. What were your averages this past season? What were your shooting numbers? What did you put up per game?
I think around like 12 or 13 points, and then few rebounds, few assists. I know I was 90% from the free throw line, and then I had around like 67 threes in about 21 games. We played around, I think, 30, but I got injured like midway through the season, and like had like a minor like fracture on my ankle, and I kind of like came back, and I'd say like my first maybe like five games back, they were kind of hard, so I had to get back into it. But
Yeah. So you
it
hit
was
like 60, 70 threes in 20 games. So it's about like 3 to 3.5 threes per game. What percentage did you shoot it at?
Oh, I think around 38 or 39, maybe something like that.
Oh, that's good for high school, man. That's pretty decent for high school. Would you say your 3-point shot is the most significant part of your game right now?
As of right now, that's probably what I do best. But I've been training, obviously, to try to expand my game, develop a mid-range, obviously go off the dribble.
Go in
So
the
just try
post. Yeah.
yeah.
You're 6'7" or 6'8"?
6 foot 7.
And you weigh about 200?
I'm around like 210, 215. Yeah. So I don't lie like Zane, so
So you stay lean, keep the body fat percentage down and all of that.
Yeah, he wants to be on my level, but he's only 6'6". Just don't tell the Filipino fans
Well, they're gonna hear about it when they listen to this podcast. I love
that.
how you guys just like talk to each other because I know it's all love behind the scenes as well. But I bet that group chat is so lit, how you guys talk to each other constantly.
That's funny.
Hey, tell me about your college prospects. Like, do you have interests or offers from Division One or Two schools in the United States? And tell me about the schools in the Philippines that have been interested in potentially recruiting you.
So just over here, I've basically gotten a few offers from some of like the high academic D3s, which include like, I don't know, just to name a few I kind of forgot already, but like Babson, Tufts University on the East Coast is a big one, Amherst, like some of those schools. And then before that, in the Ivy League, I was contacted by Yale and Columbia, and then nothing really like pursued from there. And then in the Philippines, I've really only been contacted by Ateneo and then LaSalle. And I think that's kind of mainly because like a lot of the schools there might not know that I'm even like thinking of going there.
So
But
for the Philippine schools, it's mainly Ateneo and LaSalle.
yeah, I don't even think I've been contacted by any other schools besides those two. So
Nothing from UST or University of the Philippines.
no, yeah, they haven't, but then again, I think it's because they don't even like know that I would be considering it, so
Well, after this podcast, they just might. I mean, we're gonna get you out there.
yeah.
Okay, if Who impressed you more between Ateneo and LaSalle as of the moment?
I would say that's hard just because I kind of talked to Ateneo a lot more, but that was really only like a few like Zoom calls, and then LaSalle was just more of like a we just like texted back and forth a little bit, never got onto a Zoom just
You
because,
and the head coach? I see, yeah.
yeah,
And
because he
then,
also,
yeah, go for it, go for it.
yeah, sorry, because I told him that that I wasn't like really like thinking too hard on like the Philippines, but if I would like reach out to him. So it's pretty much just been like Ateneo that have like talked to me more, pretty much. So
So you've had Zoom calls with Coach Tab Baldwin.
yeah, like about like I think like two-ish. So
Right. How much are you considering actually going to the Philippines? Because I believe right now your goal is to still try to play in the United States, if I'm not mistaken.
yeah, that's true. I don't know, that's hard. If I were to put it at like a percentage, maybe 20, maybe 30, fairly low, but it's there in the air. If it happens, maybe, but most likely not.
I see. Well, you can also always explore the Philippine option down the line too, right? Maybe after a few years of college ball in the States, you can maybe play like 2 seasons here, 3 seasons, maybe even a one and done season if you're thinking of going pro. Who's your representation right now? Is Philam Nation handling your discussions with teams and schools, or are you doing it yourself?
They kind of like contacted like a little bit, and then I would say like they would like give them my number and stuff, and then like we would chat right after that. So like for
I
the
see.
most part, they may kind of.
Do you have a specific D1 or D2 school you're hoping to get into?
Not really, no. Yeah, as of right now, it's more of like I'm just trying to play and hopefully get in contact with someone, send them some film, and if they like me, they'll offer me and I'll take it. It's kind of more of like a, if I get something, I'll probably end up taking it because it should be a good experience, like as like what I see, and then like obviously like how they pay for like everything, and
Right.
like so it's like it's what I got my eyes on personally.
Yeah, I've been getting so many messages the last few weeks. Some people be like, "Hey, where's Alex Konov going to? Where's AK going to? Is he not an A already? Has he committed to LaSalle? Is he committed to USC?" And I'm like, I don't know why all of you are thinking he's immediately going to go play ball in the Philippines. I think he's still trying to make it in the USA, which now at least you've confirmed. But like you also said, at least the Philippines, it's not in, it's not out of the question, it's just not the top priority right now. But I do think you do want to play pro, right? That's what your goal is, to have a pro career.
That's what I got my eyes on. Somewhere in Asia, maybe, because of having like my passport, and then so they wouldn't have to like have me as like an import, or like, depending on the situation. But that's what I want to do, hopefully. So.
No, definitely. And I think that would be great for you. I think your skill set with your size and your shooting, it makes for what a modern wing slash big man has to be in basketball, right? Do you know who Mason Amos is? Did you guys play together in the Gilas team?
We didn't play together, but I know him.
Yeah.
I've met him briefly before, but he's a good guy.
Yeah. It seems like you guys have sort of the same build to some degree. Big guy, can shoot, maybe score a little bit inside and rebound. But even if you don't play college basketball in the Philippines, you want to represent the national team for many more years.
I honestly think that would be really cool, if that ever happens in the future, I would definitely take that, 'cause just being on that stage, like playing against guys that obviously make it their job, and even possible like NBA players, I mean, that would just be amazing. So it's
Yeah.
definitely do, maybe one day. So
I mean, I'm sure you had a taste of the Philippine support when you were playing for the national team a few years ago, right? How did that feel like?
I mean, that was we talked about it, me and Zane, sometimes on like the bus rides, because I'd say like the rest of the team, either like, I mean, Caleb, Jacob, they were always asleep. Me and Zane would be talking, and we would just kind of reflect on, like, I mean, it didn't even matter how like we played, like just like stepping foot like near all those like Filipino fans, like just made them like want to like take pictures with us, or like, greet us. And it was kind of crazy. Just like, I mean, I was just like a 16-year-old like kid, so.
That's crazy. Okay, we'll be back more with AK. First, a word from our sponsor, Fitspire.
Are you ready to transform your home into a premium fitness haven? Look no further than Fitspire, your go-to destination for top-notch home gym equipment designed to take your fitness to unprecedented heights. Immerse yourself in a world of possibilities with their versatile range of premium gear, including yoga equipment for serene workouts, adjustable dumbbells and kettlebells for customized strength training, roller wheels and push-up bars to sculpt those abs and arms, jump ropes, foam rollers, and stability balls for an all-rounded workout experience, stylish and efficient cooling towels to keep you refreshed, and sport water bottles for staying hydrated in style. Fitspire's equipment is not only durable but also space-saving, allowing you to create your dream workout space without sacrificing aesthetics or functionality. Whether you're a fitness novice or a seasoned pro, their collection caters to all levels. And here's the real game changer. As a special treat for our podcast listeners, we're offering an exclusive 10% off on your purchase. Simply use the code word NAVSEffect10 upon checkout at www.sunbeamslifestyle.com. It's our way of saying thank you for choosing Fitspire. But that's not all. For an even more seamless experience, download the Sunbeams Lifestyle app, available on both iOS and Android platforms. Browse their collection, stay updated on fitness trends, and exclusive deals. Transform your fitness routine from ordinary to extraordinary with Fitspire. Don't just dream about your fitness goals, achieve them in the comfort of your own home. Visit www.sunbeamslifestyle.com, use code NAVSEffect10, and let Fitspire be your fitness companion on this incredible journey.
Okay, Alex Konov joining us here on the podcast. To recap, if you're getting to the middle part of this pod, he's thinking of possibly in the playing basketball in the Philippines, college basketball, for all of you who have been so curious the last few weeks. But his main goal is to go to the United States. I gotta ask you, who would you take in a one-on-one game? Jacob Baylor or Zane Mahmood?
Oh man, you're making me choose.
I'm putting you in the spot, yeah.
That's really hard. If we're gonna be honest, I think it depends if there's a dribble limit. If we say maybe like three dribbles max, top of the key, probably I think maybe Jacob, just because it might be a little harder if he kind of like gets up on Zane and he might not be able to get by him. But if then again we'd say like low post, like maybe like no dribbles or whatever, I don't think Jacob might be able to guard him at all. So it's, I mean, it's either,
I get
also it may depend on who gets the ball first. So
it. Especially if it's winners out, right?
that'll definitely be tough, though. I could see it going either way every time they play.
For sure. Are you going to follow your friends' journeys if they go to the UAP? Like Zane committed to UST. Jacob hasn't committed anywhere yet because I believe he's weighing his options. But if he does go to the UAP also, maybe that's University of the Philippines, maybe. And Sean Alter, he's with University of the Philippines right now. So are you gonna follow these guys and their journeys along the way? I think Jaden Jones might be committing to a school soon enough as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. They're, for the short time that we had together, I mean, I think, they're definitely friends that I would be close with for probably the rest of my life. Like, they're good guys. And I mean, even their high school journeys, for like not being kind of like televised and like posted as much, like I try to follow that as much as I could, just talking to them. But yeah, as soon as they step foot over there, like Zane, I mean, I'm gonna be texting him after everything. I mean, if he has a bad game, I'm gonna be on him. So. But
I like how Zane sets high standards for himself, you know. He's kind of like, yeah, I want to go
tough on
for
him.
all that.
Yeah,
What?
yeah.
Yeah, definitely. What else do you plan to maybe go after? I mean, I know you're focused on your basketball career. And that's the biggest thing in your life right now. But what are your other interests, hobbies? Who is AK aside from hoops?
I don't know. I think there's a part of me that's still trying to figure that out sometimes, but I think I really do like playing video games. I play a lot with my friends. I'm actually here at my desk, where I actually have like my gaming setup with my PS5,
Ooh, sick.
a few Legos. So
Are you an NBA 2K guy? Call of Duty? What do you like playing?
yeah, I like single player games. I play a lot of Fortnite sometimes. 2K too. I don't play much of Call of Duty, but I'll play it once in a while. So.
I love single player games as well. What are your favorite single player games?
So I actually have a few. I have God of War,
Oh, that,
Ragnarok.
I love that. That is my favorite of all
Yeah.
time. Have you finished it?
No, I'm actually towards like the middle of it, but it's really
Hey,
good. I also got
sick,
Ghosts of
sick,
Tsushima.
sick.
What else? Oh, I have a Hogwarts Legacy, Spider-Man 2. No.
Oh, have you
But
finished Spider-Man as well?
yeah, I finished them. They were the first games I finished. I'm a big Spider-Man guy too, so
Did you finish the Miles Morales one as well?
yeah, I have that right here too.
Sick. Oh my God, dude. You and I are gaming taste seem the same because as much as people love multiplayer games going online, and I think it's fun, I just love like going through a journey and adventure with these RPG campaigns. I haven't finished Hogwarts Legacy. How far along are you?
I probably got around maybe like 20 hours logged, so not too far either. But it's, I mean, they're all really fun. I just like, sometimes just kind of putting on the headset and just, turning off the lights, just kind of just going through a story. So it's fun.
So you went through Ghost of Tsushima as well?
Yeah, I've played a little bit. That's probably like the least of what I've played so far. There's just
Wow.
so many, like, I kind of like start one, try to finish it, and then by the time I get to the others, it's been a while.
How about Star Wars, Jedi Fallen Order, and Horizon Zero Dawn?
I've played Star Wars. I didn't get too far into it, but I do really like that one. I might have to get back into it. And then I've also been having my eyes on Horizon. I haven't got either of the games. Zero Dawn, and then I think was it Forbidden West, maybe, I can't remember. I haven't looked at anything for them, but I actually just got like a gift card recently of a GameStop. I don't know if you have that there in the Philippines. It's they kind of like sell video games, and so I might end up spending it on, one of the titles that you might have mentioned. So.
No, that's awesome for sure. And there's just something about video games that kind of makes you escape the world, right?
Yeah, there's nothing like it. I mean, I might go on my PS5 at around like, 8 or 9 at night, and then just play for like the next 3 4 hours, and then go to bed. So.
That's the thing. Time just goes by quickly when you're. Have you ever played Last of Us? That's my favorite of all time, in addition to God of War, I would say.
Yeah, I haven't, no, but I was actually eyeing that game too. It's just, people say it's probably, like it's a lot of people's favorite, and it's definitely up there in single player games. I've watched a few videos on it. It looks pretty good, so I might have to get that too.
No, for sure, for sure. Because I think the story of Last of Us and just the ability that the creators made in terms of using it as a medium for storytelling and narratives and plots, it's fun. You have to get it, man. I mean, you might be an emotional wreck after, though.
Yeah.
Are you one of those wear my emotions or wear my heart in my sleeve type of guys?
I think so. Yeah. At times, yeah, I could be like that, depending on the situation, obviously. But I think I kind of relate to Zane in that sense too, because he's also like that. We've had some pretty long talks at times. I mean, I remember one time I got on the phone with him. We were probably talking for a few hours because I don't know, I just, just like a kind of like a different side was like revealed.
If you do go to the Philippines, you think Zane is going to try to talk you into joining him in his university?
He already has, which is kind of, but I would not be surprised if he did that, because he's like, out of the guys, I'd probably say he may be like at least like who I talk to the most. So I wouldn't be opposed to being around him. So even if I do go to a different school, I would probably like still like hang out with them. So.
I see. I see. Well, Alex, this has been a great conversation so far, and I'm sure I can't wait to talk to you more in the future about your possibilities and what's to come for you. So, before we call it a wrap on this episode, why don't you just give a final message to the Filipino people?
Honestly, just keep supporting my guys there. Thank you for all the love over the years and the continuing love, because my mom posts like my highlights on Facebook and still gets thousands of Filipinos. Like they even like repost and stuff on their own accounts, which is kind of wild to me. And just check out the MBTC this week, and just get out to those games, support my guys, and maybe I'll be there in a few months. We'll see. But
Fantastic. I'm sure many people are looking forward to that. Alex Konov, everybody, thanks for joining me, bro. More power to you. Best of luck and Godspeed.
thank you. Thank you.